Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Truth. It exists. But it's so hard to find. I don't know where people are at out there. There are people all over the map today. What's the truth of the political situation, of the election? What's the truth about faith, God? What's the truth about the earth, the world? Everything is swirling around. Everything is swirling around. Are you watching the news? Are you being lied to? Is something that Susie sent you something that you should look into? Should you believe that? Oh my gosh, this other person sent me something that, you know, the earth is flat. Like, what in the world is going on? Maybe it's something more intimate, where you're trying to determine what the truth is in a situation in your own life. Maybe you're trying to decide if someone's telling you the truth or if they're lying to you. Truth exists. Real truth exists. But right now, boy, the world is fighting against truth, and truth is a person. Truth is Jesus Christ. The truth, the way, the life. So how does Jesus help us find the truth here on the earth? Well, we have to listen to him. And what does he tell us? Don't be afraid. He, in the readings today, was speaking to the apostles. Let me read that for you. Let me get there. First, the Alleluia is awesome. So it's John 16, verse 7 and 13. I will send to you the Spirit of truth, says the Lord. He will guide you to all truth. But let's read other parts of John 16, verse 5 through 11. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth. It is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." Truth exists. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. No one gets to the Father except through him. And Jesus says, look, I can't stay down here. I've got to go up and I will send you the Advocate. I will send you the Spirit of Truth. He will guide you to all truth. Okay. Amazing. So how is it that you are going through life and determining what is true and what is not? Because if you're letting your emotions drive you, that's a scary path. Emotions and feelings are fleeting, and emotional highs and lows is not that narrow level road I'm always talking about. We need to stop and breathe and ask the Holy Spirit to lead us to the truth. And it may not be immediate. It may not be like, oh, we get some sort of YouTube video, or we get an article, or we get something on the TV that we can immediately say that's BS. Sometimes we need to think about it, maybe do a little research, pray on it, especially those crazy things. In other cases, yeah, we can sniff it out pretty quick. You know? And the closer we are to the Holy Spirit, it's called discernment. And this is why it's so important to discern and live in the Spirit every moment. You should be discerning what you're going to be doing next. What am I going to be doing after this podcast? Lord, please guide me. You might have 20 things on your list and you may think number 20 is the one you should do, but God really wants you to do number 3. And he'll push you towards it. And that's paying attention. This is why it's so important to have a relationship with God. Because if you're not stopping and talking with him and feeling what he's doing in your body, or listening to the thoughts that he puts in your head, or turning things over and over in all these different ways and aspects, taking it back to his word, then you're just flying by your own seat of your pants, you know? And then you're swirling around in this state of confusion. And oh, by the way, Satan loves that. There are spirits of confusion and deceit. I mean, who is the father of lies? It is Satan himself, who has lied and lied and lied and lied and lied. And many of you, I pray, are seeing the lies come to the surface. And maybe others of you are wondering if they are lies or not. And maybe others, even on the faith side, might be questioning and their faith is being challenged right now. I've had this. Yes. I'm telling you, ever since about this time last year, I've had a crazy year. I have had my faith challenged. I have had my spiritual walk with God challenged. I went through the desert. I went through the aridity. I got sucked into other things. I was looking at stuff and thinking, well, gosh, this seems like it could be true. But I always keep in the back of my mind that the first and only thing that Satan wants to do is test our faith, keep us away from God. So if you're not praying and you don't have that relationship with God and you don't know his voice and you don't know how to discern if it's you, if it's evil, or if it's God, then that's what you need to work on. Start being silent. Start asking the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and to your mind and to show you the truth. There's so much deceit and disinformation out there that one can be overwhelmed. And it's frightening. It's frightening. I ended up going to confession saying, I am questioning my faith. And one thing that made a difference was going back to the sacraments. Going back to daily Mass, obviously that confession, sitting in adoration, going back into prayer and pulling myself into God first. Keeping God the center of your life is the only thing that's going to root the rest of your chaotic world around you. It's like putting that anchor down in the ocean. And while the storms come and the waves are flying around you and the wind is whistling, you are staying right there. You're not getting pulled in all these different directions. You're not tumbling. You're not drowning. You're just anchored in that level peace with God. And the moment that the rushing waves come in and the wind comes and you're all freaking out again, you've got to go back to prayer. Deliver those spirits of anxiety and confusion. I have been diving into Deliverance Prayers for the Laity by Father Ripperger. Every morning, I'm praying probably 6 or 7 of these deliverance prayers because Satan is heavy at work. We are in a spiritual battle. And he is fighting and fighting and fighting because guess what? The light is shining on the darkness. Truth is being, right in front of our face in certain situations, depending on who you are. There's a lot of people that are still walking around that have no clue of what's going on. And that's also another difficult thing. Like, what do I do with these people in my life who aren't on my journey? They're either not on the faith side or they're not seeing what's going on in the world. We need God to guide us. Everyone is trying to screw us up and put us into a different direction. You've even got it in the church. You even have it in the Catholic Church, the division, the evil. It can make one really question, what is the reality of religion in this world? And with all these evil people that are in the church, is it true? That could be a question that you may have out there. You must call on the Holy Spirit. We are wrapping up the last couple of weeks of Pentecost here. I'm going to have the ascension of Jesus and then Pentecost. The Holy Spirit coming down. Can we deeply pray to the Holy Spirit? I'm also, as I mentioned yesterday, deeply praying to Mary. In this deliverance book for the laity, there are consecration prayers to Mary and binding prayers of oppression if you've already consecrated yourself to Mary. And I've been praying those. I have forgotten about Mary. As a matter of fact, in 15 minutes, I'm going to be on Relevant Radio speaking about Mary and how she comes in and out of my life because I don't regularly call on her, yet I've consecrated myself to her 8 times. So this morning, again, I'm starting up, take my left, take my right, Mary, take my left, Holy Spirit, take my right, asking them, my guardian angel, to direct me and guide me and lead me. And yes, just like yesterday, I'm calling on the entire holy army. Before I pray those deliverance prayers, I'm calling on my guardian angel, the archangel, Saint Michael, and certain saints like Saints Peter and Paul. And just pulling the heavenly army around me. And maybe that's what you need to do as you're contemplating and reflecting. go beyond the Holy Spirit and God and just ask the whole heavenly army to pray for truth, that you see the truth, that you see the light, that you know in your heart. And then you continue to stay close to God, continue to pray, continue to stay close to the sacraments, and constantly ask the Lord, is this true? It's going to take some time, especially if you don't really pray much, you don't really know God in your life. And that I would strongly recommend, if you've got the ability to go into adoration, please do it. There's nothing more intense or spiritual or rooting in God than sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament for as long as you can. Alrighty, everyone, there is truth. It exists. And we can find it with God, with the holy army of angels and saints, Mary and Joseph, and the Holy Trinity. Let's keep walking down that path, that level path, and not allow ourselves to go up and down in these emotional, fleeting moments that Satan drags us into. He does. He does it all day long. So be prudent what you put in front of your eyes, what you listen to. Pay attention to your body. Pray through everything. And God will lead you to the truth. If you let him. That's the key. I will tell you, when I went to confession, this young priest said the most beautiful thing. God will give you the grace if you ask and allow it to happen. Sometimes we don't stop and say, Lord, I don't know. I need your help. I need your grace. And I allow you to show me the truth. I allow you to take me down this path. A lot of the times we figure it out ourselves, or we try, or we don't stop. We don't humble ourselves, and we don't open ourselves to the grace. We're not purposeful. We're not meaningful. We just go through the motions. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Let's truly pray for an outpouring of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and his wisdom. Sorry this was so long, but I know there's a lot of people out there that are going through this. God's got this, guys. Alrighty, everyone, I love you all. Have a blessed, inspired, spiritual day with the Holy Spirit. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame, and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today.